With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This hour of the Trevor Carey Show is powered by Energy Concepts.
They're trying to stop me because they know that I don't answer to them. I answer to you. It's true.
Hunter Biden's purported laptop, emails, and business dealings are under the microscope. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, a member of the Judiciary Committee, asked why this isn't big news everywhere.
I don't understand why every reputable news organization in the world is not pursuing this.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff is blaming the Russians, calling it a smear campaign.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Now the FBI is responding via letter, echoing what DNI John Ratcliffe said on Fox this week, that the intelligence community does not believe this is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Joe Biden was asked about this laptop story by a local station in Milwaukee last night.
This is the same garbage Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family.
While Biden wants to dismiss these questions, one would expect President Trump to press the matter in tomorrow night's debate.
Well, isn't that going to be fun as he presses the matter?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I bet he uses the word. What do you think, huh? Do you think he does? Should we put a little bet on it on Double or Nothing since it's going to be... I'm winning the first bet because the lows are going to be in the 40s this weekend. Huh?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
It's your fantasy world there, lying Biden. I've heard gullible say Joe Biden can unite this country. And it maybe that's some people in your circles who maybe don't like how President Trump tweets or how he talked over Biden at the last debate. And, you know, Joe Biden, man, he's a nice guy, right? No, he's not. He's a pathological liar. I fear him more than gang members. At least they're honest about who they are. It's easier to deal with something if you know who you're dealing with. It's really hard to know what you're getting when you're dealing with a pathological liar. The definition of pathological liar, a mental disorder in which the person habitually or compulsively lies. The liar decorates their own person by telling stories that present them as a hero or a victim. Joe Biden has had 47 years in politics, and during those 47 years, there have been recording devices. He lies repeatedly about things that have been proven to have not been true, and he's out there on the campaign trail, and the reason that, you know, if he was retired and had moved on, I'm not going to be like, hey, did you see that lying ex-vice president senator at that memorial service? But he's running for the presidency of the United States, and he's out there doing it, smearing the current president of the United States. And he's, if you're a conservative, an American patriot, love the country, he's smearing you as well. Give me a break on him being a nice guy. When he was Sunday in North Carolina, he talked about his son, Bo's service in Iraq. And applaud Bo's service in Iraq. But then he turns around and blasts the president, saying that he called our veterans losers and suckers. And that's a lie. That's from some Atlantic story that has been said to have been a lie by 21 current and former officials, including some people that are not a fan of the president of the United States, old Illuminati John Bolton. He said, no, they didn't. He never said that. But Biden continues to repeat a lie like that. As we know now, that has come out, right, that with him and his family and all the shady deals with the communists and the people he's doing deals with, if anybody cares, they have millions of Muslims in concentration camps right now. If anybody cares, the people that the guy that wants to be the president of the United States has done shady deals with people that are forcing Christians to replace pictures of Jesus with communist leaders, if anybody cares. And this guy has the audacity to question the president's patriotism? Really? Yeah, he does. He's doing it. He always repeats that neo-Nazi, white supremacist, very fine people thing. He's just out there getting hate going. That's what he's doing, and it's so wrong. And many of us see it, and I hope there's enough people that are in the middle, independent Democrats that don't like what's going on and see what he's actually doing, that he's making racial issues worse. When he first ran for president in 1987, he was asked by a guy on the campaign trail where he went to school and what his class ranking was. And this is what Joe Biden of 1987 shot back, quote, "I think I have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school and a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship." He lied about the full academic scholarship. He continued, "The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school, ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, ended up in the top half of my class. I won the international moot court competition. I was the outstanding student in the political science department. At the end of my year, I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate schools and 165 credits. I only needed 123. There's three more in there. The part about him going to law school and a full academic scholarship. The part about him graduating in the top half of his class. He was 76 out of 85. Joe, there are records. See, that's the thing. You've been in politics 47 years. There are records. Joe Biden lies from way back, and he's not slowing down on any of them. Last Thursday, town hall debate on ABC, a woman asked him, "How will you as president reverse this dangerous and discriminatory agenda and ensure that the lives and rights of LGBTQ people are protected under U.S. law?" Now, when I hear questions like that, I'm not sure what discrimination is going on, what she's actually talking about. But Joe Biden said he'd change the law. What law is he talking about? And then Joe went into this whole thing, the one where he and his dad are hanging out, right? And he went to go get a job in a black community in Wilmington, Delaware. They happen to see two guys kissing on the street. This is Joe Biden talking about this. And his dad comes up, and his dad tells him that love is love. I don't know. I guess he forgot when he defended the Defense of Marriage Act. Oh, yeah. Remember old Joe Biden, man. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Thomas Jefferson said 235 years ago, "There is no vice so mean, so pitiful, so contemptible, and he who permits himself to tell a lie once finds it much easier to do it a second and third time, till at length it becomes habitual." That's why they're keeping him inside. It's really sad to see what's going on for him to deny. Well, I guess there haven't really been denials, right, Senator Tom Cotton?
If they really were Russian disinformation, as Adam Schiff and the other Democrats are running around screaming without any evidence, you would think that the Biden campaign and Hunter Biden would be saying that. The fact that they're not really is the dog that didn't bark in this controversy.
And think about this. How many times we all as humans have told a lie? And if you have to sometimes keep that lie going, don't you normally get caught in it? A lot of times good people feel bad about it and will confess it. And when that happens, Americans are forgiving if you really seem to truly be sorry for what you did. But this guy's done it for a career. And the reason he gets away with it is the media doesn't report on it.
The campaign strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal. Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time. And you're a criminal in the media for not reporting it. Good luck, everybody. Have a good time. Have a good time.
It's sad what they are doing, covering from him. But they're actually saying that him hanging out in the basement is a strategy. That's how they're trying to make it seem like it's some kind of strategy.
But I think that we should also just talk about Joe Biden is also employing an unorthodox campaign strategy, which is within these final 2 weeks, just lay low and stay inside.
That's right. I mean, a big part of why Biden decides to call a lid some days as early as 9 a.m.
Yeah, tell us, CNN, why does he call a lid on it? This is a Politico reporter on CNN. Putting a lid on it means saying, I think I'm done for the day. When does Matlock come on? Right here.
Is because of the fact that, yes, he's following this campaign adage that if your opponent appears to be imploding or doing the work for you, then you let them do that. But it's also because we still are in the middle of a pandemic.
Ah, so let your candidate, your opponent, implode. You mean having thousands of people show up with a true campaign sensation going on?
And that was the very reason why his campaign decided to be on the road less.
Mickey, is I actually now do think this is a concerted strategy from the Biden team. I mean, the president was out yesterday in Erie, Pennsylvania, literally saying Joe Biden will be so boring. And I imagine the entire Biden campaign erupting in cheers saying, yes, Joe right. Biden will be boring. That's what we are now running on. It's
that's it. They're running on him being boring. CNN is actually spinning a campaign as being boring as being positive. President Trump calls them criminals for not reporting on the Biden story. You know, they can run, but they can't hide. And how much running are they doing? I'll tell you how off to the races they are next.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Happy COVID-ween. It is to a point of utter ridiculousness here as we head into, I just can't wait for the public service announcements. I'll be playing you for Thanksgiving on how to safely stuff your bird. We'll have safety at Christmas time. Do not say within 6 feet of someone, ho, ho, ho. Don't say it loud like that. You can't chant it out loud. I'm sure there will be regulations from the state. Saw today that McClatchy, you know, the new company making everybody, you know, put on commission to get clickbait. But so good to see the Sacramento Bee News Guild stand up, the journalists up there, and said, that's wrong. So we'll see how that works out. But this was a video on McClatchy about safe Halloween, how to do it correctly.
Should you decide to venture out under the full moon on October 31st, be sure to follow CDC guidelines. If you are possessed by an evil spirit or have a fever, remain at home. Trick or treat with people you live with. No garlic necessary to ward off trick-or-treaters outside your household. Just 6 feet of distance. Sanitize your claws, paws, or hands often while out, especially before and after eating. And most important of all, wear a face covering. Yes, even under your Halloween mask while outside of your home. You can never tell where COVID-19 may be lurking. What about handing out candy? Well, wear a face mask. Don't serve candy if you aren't feeling well or have a fever. Some other ideas to keep safe? Mark incremental 6-foot lines leading to the front of your house. Instead of a bowl filled with treats, distribute the treats spaced out on a disinfected table. Position that table as a buffer between you and your trick-or-treaters. For extra bonus points, assemble a spooky 6-foot-plus long candy chute. We can still celebrate with a little extra imagination this year. After all, imagination is what Halloween is all about. 2020 is already scary, but if we're smart about it, we can add a different kind of scary on Halloween night. Safe and fun scary.
A 6-foot-long candy chute from your door. Where does one buy a 6-foot-long candy chute from your door. I don't know what's stranger, that or this.
Televangelist Pat Robertson said on Tuesday that God told him that President Trump will win, and more than 5 years later, an asteroid will hit Earth and, quote, maybe bring, quote, the end. Robertson founded the Christian Broadcasting Network, and he told the 700 Club, quote, first of all, I want to say without question, Trump is going to win the election. That doesn't mean you sit at home and don't vote. That means you get out and do everything you can to work. But he's going to win. That's, I think, a given. The 90-year-old forecasted disaster for the country after the election, including civil unrest, at least two attempts on Trump's life, and a war against Israel that will be, quote, put down by God. Then the world will see, quote, at least 5 years or more of extraordinary peace before the asteroid.
That was from thehill.com. Was that a human or was that a robot? It was a human, but boy, he's very robot. Anyhow, what's stranger? That actually Agent Squires alerted me to the fact that it is now a big thing. The chutes, the 6 foot long chutes for candy from your front door is a big thing. And Pat Robertson, God told him, just not a feeling, not a hunch. God told him that Trump will win, that an asteroid will hit the Earth. Well, I guess that will be one good thing. If Biden does win, I'll be like, whew, he's wrong about the asteroid, too. Right? That'll be the, as I'm curled up with my Jack Daniels at Motel 6, I'll be like, Robertson was wrong. I remember I lived in Reno in 1991, right before I came to Fresno the first time. That was nights at KWNZ in Reno. They had, the station was in a haunted Victorian. I say it was haunted. It was a state landmark building, and they had this big, huge painting in the conference room with the devil, like from the 1800s or something. It was creepy. And I would have to, the studio was upstairs, and I would leave at night and have to walk downstairs right past that room alone in this Victorian. And my first night working there, and this was, mind you, 1991, motion sensor lights. I'd never really been around motion sensor lights enough to have it not freak me out. So I'm walking out the side of the building to the parking where my car was, and the lights just suddenly turned on. And I was like, whoa, the devil turned the light. But I found out about motion sensor outside. But I remember living in Reno then, and Pat Robertson of the 700 Club made a prediction that the economy was going to be devastated in the year 1992. And I said, all right, I'm going to really pay attention next year and see if that happens here. Reverend Robertson, you know, it's one thing to make a prediction, another thing to say God told me so. You know, I predict a landslide for the president, but God didn't tell me about it. Now, you got to go look at somebody's batting record, right? Don't they say a true prophet of God isn't wrong? I mean, I think that's somewhere in Scripture. Somebody correct me if that's right or wrong on that. But he says Trump will win. 5 years later, an asteroid will hit the Earth and maybe bring the end. Well, maybe 5 years from now, there'll be a Democrat in office and they'll be able to stop the asteroid, right? Now, some similar predictions that Pat Robertson's made in the past, according to thehill.com here, said in 1976, the world would end in 1982. 0-1. His 1990 book, The New Millennium, anticipated the end of time on April 29, 2007. 0-2. And then I had the 0-3 because I remember him saying about the economy. So let's hope he's, I want him to be half right, right? That Trump wins, and I hope he's wrong that an asteroid's going to hit the Earth. I can tell you what's a little bit more worrisome than an asteroid hitting the Earth is socialism taking over. And Joe Biden has done such a lurch to the left into socialism. And we saw how quickly all this, it's like an avalanche. We went from, Brett Favre at the ESPYs in 2014 or 15, standing up and clapping for Bruce Caitlin Jenner and acting normal about it, to suddenly now the guy that wants to be the president of the United States.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination.
Could you imagine that when Al Gore and George W. Bush were running in 2000, if they were debating whether an 8-year-old kid, a boy could say he's a girl or a girl say he's a boy, and then the girl who says that she's now a boy, he could then say she's going to go back to being a she midweek, and the teacher has to go along with it, and all the students have to say something about it. And if you misgender, mispronoun, that we would have a whole new dictionary of words that we have been told to say. See, this is all about control. And the beauty of America is the fact that we are a free people. And yes, we did have a learning curve on that, but we corrected that in this nation. A nation is like a big aircraft carrier. You can't turn it around like a speedboat. It takes a while, and this nation did turn. And we've made leaps and bounds when it comes to race in this country and freedom of all races, all religions. This is the country that you can do that. And you know why I can say this is the country? If it weren't the country for that, why would so many people want to come here?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're going to do it tomorrow. They burned it down twice. We're going to do the Light It Up broadcast at the Trump Nunes Monument. Road 80, Avenue 384 in Dinuba. We'll have WeVoteUSA.com's Tau Cloud out there as well. Big secure ballot collection hub. We said it was legal. Now a judge tells the state of California it's legal. Tau Cloud next.
Trevor Carey. Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
All right, class, can you answer this question? What happens when Republicans play by Democrat rules? That's right. They cry that it's not fair. Tau Cloud, WeVoteUSA.com. How are you, sir? Happy Wednesday it is.
Happy Wednesday. 13 days to go. Really excited.
Wow, we're under 2 weeks. You're right. 13 days to go. That just gave me the shudder chills.
Yeah, it's here, baby. It's here. And can I answer your question? Can I please?
Yes. Why? What happens when we play by Democrat rules?
We get in trouble. They try to stop us. They try to sue us. They try to do all kinds of things. But they lose once again.
And then what happens when a judge steps in?
The judge says, oh, Mr. Democrat, once again, you've overstepped your bounds and you have nothing to back up your argument, so get out of my courtroom. And that's what happened today.
So everybody that we've been hearing for the last few weeks from city council members here that really need to be focused on bumpy roads and homelessness have jumped into the fray. Everybody's jumped in saying illegal, but the California GOP, we stood our ground, and Tal, we're going to be able to do secure ballot collection hubs.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you had the DA saying they were going to investigate. You had all these people saying they're going to investigate, but they didn't have the entire story. And, you know, I think by all accounts, there was one minor mistake made that they said, you know, official ballot collection hub, super minor, was corrected immediately by all accounts. But everything else was done perfectly legal. So, you know, and that's what we as Republicans believe in. I mean, last time we were flat-footed. But through our Power Talk Precinct President program and the hundreds and thousands of hours of people volunteering to make this happen, you know, we're collecting, you know, hundreds and soon to be thousands of ballots.
You know what? And we never, you know, and all the strategizing going on with this, never thought that they would turn around and go, no, you guys can't do what we do. But they did.
Well, they did because they don't have any money this year. See, 2 years ago, they had all this money because there's no presidential race. So they had all these third-party liberal groups coming in to finance all this ballot harvesting. Well, it takes a lot of money and a lot of volunteers, which the Democrats don't have any. They're all collecting their welfare checks right now and, you know, hoping for another stimulus package. And so there's just nothing going on with the Democrats. There's no interest where the Republicans are very interested. There's a lot of Republicans out collecting ballots, like what we're going to be doing tomorrow. It's exciting.
Indeed.
A great day to collect ballots tomorrow.
And that's why we're doing it, and that's why we're standing up. That lawsuit was an abuse of power. That judge today in Sacramento did deny the Attorney General Becerra trying to take away these boxes or secure ballot collection hubs, as we're calling them. Now, Tal, I was talking about at the start of the show about on Election Day, man, I'm the guy. I love it. It's like Super Bowl Sunday. You wake up ready. You're going to put on your uniform and head on into the poll, and you know it's over pretty quickly, but it's still a big event. You put your I voted thing on, you go back to work or home or whatever you're doing, and it's a great part of being an American, that a transition of power happens without tanks and machine guns. This go around, now that we have these super center voting places, long lines, and it's
you know, the thing is, Trevor, what you're thinking about is 2016 when you got to do that. But now there's all these new rules where, you know, there was hundreds of ballot locations in Fresno County. Now we just have a few live ballot collection locations where there's actually, if you have a problem with your ballot didn't arrive, you lost it, it's misplaced, the dog ate it, you know, you're going to be standing in line for hours. And what we're concerned about right now is that if people go to vote and think it's going to be a quick process like it was 4 years ago, that's not going to be the case. So we're advising everyone to get their ballots in as soon as possible. Drop them in the drop box that the county has, or bring them to our secure ballot hub tomorrow in Dinuba. There's going to be lots of opportunities to drop off ballots prior to election days, and we're really hoping people do that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, let's look long term here. If the president does landslide, not a Pat Robertson prediction, but a feeling for me that if we even do, they're going to keep this whole COVID lockdown thing going. Do you know, I mean, as we move through these colored tiers that they've set up, just to get to the next tier, you could even be stuck in that for a month. And then as we're seeing with Riverside being moved back to purple, next week, we're looking in Fresno County of being actually moved back to purple from our red tier. I mean, the talk about control coming down from Sacramento, people are just at their wits' end with this.
Well, and I think they are, but we have an opportunity to flip, you know, the state, or at least our area, red. We have Congressman or former Congressman Valadao running, Congressman Nunes. You know, we can certainly send a message to Jim Costa. We have a lot of members of Congress. We have elections going on here, a couple assembly races. But, I mean, it's up to people to get out and vote, because you've got a governor that changes his mind daily, and there's a lot of people that brought up to me, what happens if he does something about voting? What happens if he changes the way we vote and people really aren't prepared for it because he sees which way it's going? There's so many red people voting. Now, right now, the Democrats are way ahead of us. There's a lot more Democrats.
With the return ballots.
With return ballots. We think there's a lot of Republicans. We've looked at who's turned them in. You know, you have the data. You can see who's the 5 and 5 voters. A lot of 5 and 5 voters that have not turned their ballots in. We're really begging them and asking and pleading with those people, let's get voting. Let's catch up with the Democrats and show them who's boss. But let's get those ballots in and counted so that when the numbers drop, you know, at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on election night, when you and I are sitting in the studio doing the show and talking about all the great results, that we'll have something to talk about, that those ballots are in. Because if you wait until election day, your ballot may not be counted for weeks.
So basically, if we can't beat them, we can't beat them with their COVID rules and regulations, we can't beat them with their mail-out ballots, all that's already happened. It's already happened. That's nothing we're going to do to change that. So sometimes if you can't beat them, join them, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Tulare County is an example. Traditionally, about 75% vote by mail. Now they're 100%. It's the first time ever. This is their first year. So if you're down in Tulare County, which a lot of your listeners are down there, I mean, get your ballots in, because you're not used to that. But, man, we got to get the ballots in if you're down in Tulare County. So we really need to get these in as soon as possible.
Well, that's how tonight I'm going to sit down with my General Foods International Coffees and go through my ballot. And I'm going to, tomorrow, right when I start the show, within the first 60 seconds, I want to drop it in the secure ballot collection hub.
Well, you know, we'll have people there to make sure you do it perfectly legal so that you can complete your show and not get arrested by the ballot Democratic ballot police. So we'll make sure you do it legally. Maybe we'll go through every step of how to legally, we can legally harvest your ballot and drop it in the secure ballot.
Well, what it will do, I'll have to sign it, then you'll sign it. It'll say relationship to signee, and I'll say co-conspirator, and we'll turn it in.
That's right, because we know now, since I'm your co-conspirator, that, according to Brandy, that she's going to count our ballots anyways. So, you know, even if it's not perfect, they're going to count them. So that, which is the way it should be. So,
I saw when she was on the other day, I said, this is a law that those get counted. She said, yes, they get counted even if they're not filled out right. So I said, it's a suggestion. She said, no, it's a law, but obviously a law that they're going to overlook.
Well, and as they should, right? Because people aren't, you know, it's a tricky little deal, but we'll show you how to do it, and we're really excited to get your ballot tomorrow and get everybody else's ballot. I'm going to bring my ballot out, too, and drop it in, and it's a really exciting day.
Why not overlook laws? You know, we overlook carjacking these days, so, hey, right? Huh?
Yeah, I just watched a video of somebody on, Blackstone in Nice getting, you know, taking their backpack with a knife. I mean, right in broad daylight. You know, it's crazy on something going on Facebook just right now. It's crazy what's going on in town for these Democratic laws. We got.
That's not a news story anymore. Somebody with just a knife. Come on.
I know.
You gotta ramp it up, bud, if you're going to make this show's stories.
Exactly.
Making light of a situation that has people right now going shopping in the daylight. But even in the daylight, look, guys out running with knives. Doesn't matter. It's hitting all over town. It was good, though, to hear Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux say he's been following the crime up here, and there's nowhere near that, as he stated. But so that was good to hear.
Right. And then, you know, it's also good to hear that the guy that, you know, burned down the Trump Nunes
monument.
It's actually a tourist destination now. There's so many people out there taking pictures and driving by that they caught that gentleman too. Who, by the way, they didn't mention the Fresno Bee happens to be a Democrat. We just looked him up. So so everybody knows. And the Democrat that burned it down.
Speaking of conspirators, he had some according to Sheriff Mike Boudreaux yesterday, they're still looking for with this. But good to see the guy. He had a long rap sheet, too, as well there. Well, I'm calling it. We didn't discuss this, but do you like the Light It Up broadcast?
I do. I think it's going to be a lighted up day. Let's light up our viewers, our Power Talk Precinct presidents. Get out there. And certainly you always light it up when you're on the show.
I'll have to do a focus group on that.
Okay, sorry.
All right, but we will have a secure ballot collection hub out there that now we don't have to feel little Bonnie and Clyde-ish, right? We've been deemed completely legit by a judge shutting down the state. But, hey, it's the state of California, man. They'll fight back on this, right?
Well, they probably will, or they'll probably change the rules again, or who knows what, but... We as conservatives have an opportunity to send a message with the ballot box, and we're going to do it by getting our ballots in the mail and, you know, getting involved. I mean, these Trump parades are amazing. You know,
aren't they?
I mean, oh my gosh. You know, the one they had last weekend, another one they're getting planned for this weekend. And just, you know, I was talking to the owner of the monument out there at 384 and 80, and he said it's like a tourist attraction. You got people coming and taking their Christmas card pictures, and there's just people in and out of that place all day taking pictures. So, and it's a big intersection, so that's good. There's lots of room for people to come by and say hi tomorrow.
Well, looking forward to that, Tal, and we'll be forming up. What are we in formation? What, 5 a.m.?
Yeah, something like that, okay. 5 a.m., 6 a.m. I'm sure we'll be out there.
Well, I need to know. Is it 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.? That's the difference. It depends on what time I go to bed. So
that's
is it
right.
5 or 6? Let's say 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30.
Okay, I'll see you at 5:30, and
right,
I'll text you the quadrants.
All right, you bet.
Thank you, Tal Cloud. We VoteUSA.com. As we were just saying, we really need you out there tomorrow. And even if you've already sent in your ballot, or if you're one of those that said, you know what? No, I got all day. I can wait in line, and I'm going to, and I want to see it. Hey, do it your way. But if we got a lot of cloggage on election night, as we are expecting, because we're in uncharted waters, never having this many ballots spread across the state. Just the word shenanigans just keep floating around my head. It's the most unstable. I hope it's the most unstable election that will ever be in United States history. I hope there's not another one that has this feeling.
to it. And we know who's generated this. They didn't have to act this way. They never allowed him. They never gave him the respect that the office has. You look at Republicans. They fought back against Obama for 8 years, but nowhere near this type of behavior. And I really hope there's enough Democrats out there that are ashamed of the behavior of the party, that you just can no longer go in there and punch that D. Or it's not punching the D, filling it out at your with your General Foods International Coffee and then turning it in, or clicking on an electronic voting, as we've seen. But hey, you know, you have your ballot. If you don't, you still got time to get a hold and get one. But drop it off tomorrow if you're in the general locale, or make a little trip. We sure would like to have you out there at the Trump Nunes Monument. Road 80, Avenue 384 in Dinuba tomorrow, where we are doing the show. And it's going to be a great time had by all. I can tell you that much. I got a COVID story. It's a real sad story out of Australia, but this story could be applied anywhere. I'm sure it's happened here. This tsunami that's still rolling is still deadly, and I'm going to tell you this horrible story next.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
When you're in trouble, especially remember like when you were a kid, what was your tendency to do? Run and hide, right? We're going to talk about hiding Biden coming up. Here after 5 o'clock on the show, you know, we really started to notice, especially at the start of the lockdown, right? What did we hear behind every commercial? That we're all in this together. And then you would hear this music play, right? In Australia, they have coronavirus travel restrictions. Here's some of the tsunami.
Professionals in South Australia are calling for urgent action this morning following shocking revelations about the deaths of four babies. The newborns were denied life-saving heart surgery because it wasn't available in Adelaide, and they couldn't be transferred interstate because of travel restrictions. Adelaide is the only capital city in mainland Australia that doesn't have its own infant cardiac unit. As one obstetrician said yesterday, quote, "I shall leave it to you to imagine the profound effect of these deaths on the parents." South Australian Premier will join us a little later in the program as well.
Four newborn babies died, denied life-saving heart surgery due to coronavirus travel restrictions. Somebody someday is going to have to answer to that. All the serious illnesses going untreated. Last month, Germany's Minister of Economic Cooperation and Development warned that lockdown measures will end up killing more people than the coronavirus itself. The study found lockdowns will destroy at least 7 times more years of human life than they save. You want to talk to the experts, or do you want to listen to Council President Miguel Arias tell you what to do, or Governor Newsom? Swedish professor of internal medicine said it's important to understand the deaths of COVID will be far less than the deaths caused by societal lockdown when the economy is ruined. Experts say there will be 1.4 million deaths globally from untreated tuberculosis infections due to the lockdown. How much more data do you want? You want some more? It's maybe why Dr. Boredom want to come on now that we have a lot more facts. Data analysis consortium in South Africa found the economic consequences of the lockdown will lead to 20 times more people dying than the coronavirus itself. Get ready for next week as we go back to purple. We're in the same boat, Riverside County. They were allowed to stay in the red tier for another week, as we were, even though testing and infection numbers had fallen out of the percentiles that King Newsom says. The county case rate in Riverside County is 9.1 per 100,000. They've been moved back to the purple. 157 people in Riverside County were in the hospital due to coronavirus, 42 in ICU. I did the math. Riverside County, about double the size of Fresno County. They have 2.1 million people. Here's the percentage of people that are in the hospital in Riverside County to move them back to a restrictive tier. 0.0001%. 7. And ICU, 0.002. And that makes Governor Newsom shut down businesses, makes restaurants go back outside. Let's see, schools that have already reopened, they'll be allowed to stay open. Hair and nail salons, they'll be allowed to stay with indoor operations. But you know who needs to change? Churches. Churches, you got to go back outside. Restaurants, you got to go back outside. Arbitrary. Also, found out with CBS LA, said California is requiring the county to test more people, and they're only counting the PCR swab tests rather than other rapid tests that have become widely available as well. California courts of appeals ordered 50% of the population reduction at San Quentin Prison. You know what that means? There won't be more room in the prisons, and then we'll get all clogged up with our jails and all of that. Elections are important. They are so, so important. We got a big broadcast tomorrow, the Light It Up broadcast down at the Trump Nunes Monument that was burned down twice. It's made out of steel now. Road 80, Avenue 384, drop your ballot off. Election day, the lines could be around the county. We'll have a secure ballot collection hub that a judge just told the Democrats in Sacramento, back off. They can do it, and we will. And we'll talk about more of that next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.